This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do ghosts like the dark? You know, that's like the most atypical thing you think about when it comes to a haunting. If you were to go, okay, haunted house, what element does that house possess? Is it skeletons? Is it a creepy old bookcase? Is it big candelabras? You know, the biggest thing is it's dark. If you were to have the most overwhelming aspect of the house to point out, it is its darkness. So when you have an area of a house that should otherwise be lit up just fine, but the lights don't seem to want to work there no matter what you do, and then entities or energies or messages begin to come to a family in dream form, very disturbing dreams, what are you to make of it? Is there a way to bring more light to that house? Is there a way to bring more light to the emotions and the individuals who are living in that house? That's what one family ponders in our next story. Take a listen. I'd like to share my sister's story about the house we lived in back when I was still in college about 10 years ago. My mom worked at a company where whenever an employee gets promoted, they'll be transferred to any branch anywhere in the country. By coincidence, my mom got promoted as I was starting college, so we moved to, let us call it, a city. We moved to about two rental properties before we get to this final one. We stayed for 6 years in that city, majority of which is living in the townhouse. From the basement apartment, we moved into this 1970s-style townhouse unit, wooden upper house and concrete for the other half. It's not in good shape as the owners never updated it, but I like it anyway, and it was still livable. There was a breath of fresh air to me, as this house had big windows and brighter than the basement apartment that we had been in. To give you a background of the layout, the house is very symmetrical. On the second floor, there are two rooms parallel with a short landing hallway in between and the staircase between the hallway. When I meant symmetrical, the doors of the rooms mirror each other. The first floor has an open floor plan to the living room, dining, and kitchen area. I have my own room and my mom and sister share a room. The landing hallway and the staircase are the centers of this story. I'm not a sensitive person, but every time I cross that hallway to my mom and sister's room, I felt like I'm being watched at any time of the day. We also noticed that all the light bulbs that we put in that hallway would never last more than a few months. They'd burn out easily. We're using fluorescent light bulbs, by the way. We do not encounter the same problem in the rest of the house except that hallway. We even had someone check the electrical to see if anything was out of order, but they said, no, everything looks normal. After experiencing it for months, my mom finally had enough and decided that we will not put any light in that part of the house. Because of that, the areas always became dark, even during daytime. It also became a storage space for our stuff, as we cannot use it because there's no light there. To illuminate that hallway, you must either open a door to one of the rooms to let some light in. Anyway, my sister told me the story after we left that house. She said that she had a nightmare. In her dream, it was morning. She was lying down on the bed. She glanced at the door. The door was open in her dream. From the lower right side of the bed was the door, and you can see the top of the half of the stairs and the hallway itself if the door is open. She said she saw a woman in white with long hair slowly coming up the stairs. She said she could not remember her face. She was terrified, though. Closed her eyes and started reciting the Lord's Prayer. Every time she opened her eyes to peek, the woman would get nearer. She got so scared that she cannot say the prayer properly. The woman got nearer until she was on top of her, and with a very evil smile started choking her. As my sister was stuttering, the woman laughed and said, "You'll never finish that prayer." After what seemed like an eternity to her, she finally completed the prayer and woke up. When she woke up, My mom was beside her in bed and asked her if she was all right. Apparently, my mom noticed that she was not down yet for breakfast and decided to check on her. She found her asleep and moaning while her hands were on her neck as she seemed to be being choked. My mom started shaking her and grew worried because she would not wake up. When she finally woke up and told my mom about her dream, my mom said it was just a nightmare. Don't worry about it. She immediately sat up and was startled that the reality at that moment was the exact same setting as her dream. Mind you, she did not wake up and fall asleep again before that nightmare. She woke up later that day, and it was a weekend. When she told me this story, I got scared, but looking back during those times, I was living in ignorant bliss. In some ways, maybe not knowing those stories at the time was for my own protection. On a side note, one of my sister's friends came over. She's known to be sensitive, and I looked up at the staircase and proceeded to casually inform my sister that the staircase was haunted. She never went up, but saying that something is up there. As she would not say what it is, something dwelled there. She also said, "Don't worry, it won't harm you." She told me she remembered it as she was telling me about the nightmare. Keep up the good work. Thank you for making us laugh with your banters of Jenny and Carol and Harper in these crazy times. A proud EPP. Please don't stop. Keep us updated with your farm life adventures. I love the cow-related stories. Thank you and take care. Christine.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.